And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
Punky.
Twat. What's that start to do after?
Punky.
Stop it, sorry.
Alright.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, I think we should keep that false start in.
No, I don't.
No, no, keep really? The false start in. It's brilliant, yeah.
Okay.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's a nothing special this week.
It's a nothing special.
There's nothing special
like
about it.
It.
But we've got a brilliant word of the week.
Okay.
I'm really pleased about this. I was my word of the week this week was about to be from a very nice lady in Newcastle called Della.
Right.
Who said, I'm starting my own dictionary. I went, are you? I've already got one. She said, I've only got two words in it so far. Disablest.
Right.
And massiver.
Massiver?
Because it was massiver. She said, it's like more massive, only if you were five.
Right, nice, okay.
Massive is all right until last night I was listening to Late Night Poker. Sorry, watching Late Night Poker.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a Late Night Poker Masters Final with all my favourite characters, including Barney the Humour Boatman. That's Simon Ace's Trumper. I was loving them all.
Okay.
But the host of it, Jesse May, was brilliant. At one point, he was expecting someone to fold, and he didn't fold. And Jesse May, without thinking, just shouted out, Milky Pants! He's called! Milky Pants! What the fuck is Milky Pants? So we discussed that me and the Prof Miss Evers last night discussed Milky Pants is probably when you come in your kicks.
Obviously, it's got to be, hasn't it?
What happened last night? Bit embarrassing. Got Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
It's all right, though. I still told everyone I fucked her. And Tony.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether you're aware, but it's become apparent to me over the last week that you are an inflatable blue poodle.
An inflatable blue poodle?
You're an inflatable blue poodle.
Right.
I'm telling you, man.
Aardvark. Don't know what that means.
No, but do you know the classic one? The jackass safety word was Oklahoma.
Was it?
Did you see that one? Geezer's getting spanked, and it's a safety word, Oklahoma. So if you say it three times, it's over. And they get these two dominatrices in. And they start really going for it on him, right?
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, and you just hear him go, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. And these two dominatrices are pissing themselves laughing. Anyway, you are an electric blue poodle, Tony, and I'm going to make you say you are by the end of the show. That's the plan. Right, this week's show,
all right.
We've got music from places.
Oh, cool. Do you know places, what?
Yeah.
I like that.
Places, yeah.
Been there.
Thank you very much to Baz at Blah 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 Tours,
oh, right,
who
nice
has
one.
Provided us with two of the CDs this week. They'll be coming up later.
Cool.
Thank you also to the Kramers, who finally sent us the CD they recorded in February. But first up, this is from Moxie Star stroke Takeover Records.
Right.
Takeover Records are one of our first MySpace ads. And I said to them, can we play some of your stuff? And they went, no. They've changed their minds.
Brilliant.
Quite right, too. Now, the band's called River City High, Tony.
Right.
What's the website?
RiverCityHigh.com.
You've pissed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
He's back.
And this has got a little voice message at the start of it, and it's called Bastard.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have one new voice message. First voice message.
Jesus, what are you doing? When are you going to freaking grow up and get a life and be a man? I am so tired of this bullshit. You're a bastard.
Two, three, four, and I'm feeling fine. She's coming down.
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot to say that the band we played at the start of that were the Needles. I need to mention it every week, and they're on our MySpace. As are the Cemetery Surfers, who we listen to now. That was River City High and Bastard. They should be like all the other bands this week. We should be able to get them on our MySpace top friends, and their website will show up on Punky Radio, won't it, Mr. Tony?
Yes.
Very good. You blue inflatable poodle, you.
You going to explain that one later?
No.
Oh, shit.
I've just decided to call it from now on. Okay. And you will say you are by the end of this show.
Will I?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
On threat of death.
Who's mine?
Possible. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't call it, if you don't call yourself a blue inflatable poodle, I'm going to kill myself. But think I am some sort of a fucking kinblurred.
Maybe.
Catch your sloth. Learn it. Come on.
Oh, dear.
Come on. MySpace, latest comments.
Right.
We are traditionally the first bit of our show we do is now, don't we? Mm. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. We are approaching 3,000 MySpace friends.
3,000?
3,000 MySpace friends. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
And, yeah, there's one or two poor models in there that might have been added when I was pissed, but
nice.
The rest of them are genuine.
Wonder where that one came from. Brilliant. I knew one of us were pissed.
Leaves my ones are over the age of 18, don't it?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so this is a very good way to get in touch with us. MySpace, latest comments, just go down there, leave a comment for us, up to 2,500 characters.
Yeah.
But if you do leave on 2,500 characters long, it's not going to get read out.
No.
And bands, don't leave loads of photos of yourselves on there. I'll only delete them.
Yeah.
So, first up from Bear. Now, we have got one or two new fellas on this week and one or two older ones. By older, I don't necessarily mean they're older. They've just been around. Fucking read it out, Paul. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
First one's from Bear, because I couldn't turn it down. You know, I mentioned the Penn Mill in Yeovil last week, the gig,
yeah,
where I met Frank and Jim, the Looney Tune.
Yeah.
Well, it's near where Bear lives, as became apparent. Here we
Scary
go.
Scary Bear.
This is from Bear. Penn Mill in Yeovil? Fuck me. That's literally a 4-minute walk from my new house. Do a gig down here again soon, so I can throw bottles at you. Well, that would seem to be a reason not to come down there, Bear, to be honest with you, unless they're full of your delicious local cider. And last week, you know, we read out that we had the poem.
Yeah.
In Poetry Corner.
We played it, didn't we?
Yeah. Matt, a.k.a. Bobu the Weirdo, sent us this in. Excellent podcast, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Culturally improved by my poem, of course.
You think?
And you took the piss out of it so skillfully.
Ha, ha, ha.
I've got my own podcast now, or rather vodcast. Oh, yes, indeedy. And it's aplaceinbetween.com/vodcast. But we have got their promo to play at the end of this as well. So thank you very much for the poem last week. Thank you for letting us take the piss. Thank you for being so magnanimous after the piss taking.
Magnanimous.
And oh, Milky brilliant. Pants, you've got your own podcast.
Podcast was that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means.
Not a clue.
Is it a podcast with vodka?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, I told you I've started drinking vodka and sodas now.
No?
Yeah.
Oh.
And my mate Graham, who the proper Mrs. Edwards is just absolutely convinced that I'm having homosexual sex with.
Right. Are you?
Yeah. He said to
Hard
me,
bark.
Sorry, Tony. Milky Pants. he said, and it is a fair point, because the first thing he said when he saw me, he drives a van,
right,
and he's got a big baldy head. And he said, oh, you've lost a bit of weight.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah, maybe I am having gay sex with you.
Who knew?
So, anyway, this new one. Oh, so anyway, I'm drinking vodka and sodas, and I'm a lot more svelte. Thank you for asking, Tony.
Brilliant. I might try some.
You inflatable blue poodle, you.
Brilliant.
So this one's from Cyber. Now, he's a new MySpace friend. Gooper, fucking Gooper, you piss-mopping, smactardian practitioners of cock-knockery.
Hi.
Hello to you,
That's
too.
A sentence and a half, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks for the ad. No problem. Punky makes my week every week. I was going to nominate myself as your oldest listener. I'm 43.
Blimey.
But then I heard about some smactard's 86-year-old grandmother listening. Unfucking fair. So I'd like to nominate myself as the oldest listener who's likely to still be alive and listening next week.
Harsh.
But fair. Keep up the mayhem, and thanks from Denver, Colorado, USA. Cyber. Cheers, fella. Thanks for that. We've seemed to be featuring Laura quite a lot, but this came through on the day that last week's show went out. I'm sorry we missed it, Laura. Gooper, it's my 16th birthday today. I'd just like to say, hope you guys are well. This morning I woke up with a Punky podcast ready like a birthday present, which was great to have on the bus. Thanks, guys. You are the absolute shiznits, Laura. Yeah, thank you, Laura. But what are you doing waking up on a bus on your birthday?
We've all done it. We've all been there.
I woke up the day after. I actually woke up on a train in King's Lynn the day after my birthday once. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
It's a story for later.
Brilliant. Happy birthday,
though. Let's just say it was the seagulls that freaked me out. This one's from Sweetness. Gooper, get any idea like it. Haha, I have a job interview on Friday, so I will no longer be dirt poor. I can buy a Punky t-shirt. Of course you can.
Excellent.
Always looking for more cash.
Always looking.
In other news, I'd like to recommend a new podcast to any listeners. It's called Could You Spare a Minute? And you can get it from iTunes if you do a search. You'd be a smacktard if you miss it. And I've been as busy as a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond trying to get them more listeners. Well, stop it and get us more, you twat.
Yeah.
Still adoring you, Sweetness. And Sweetness also said that she's listened to the James Ackley podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she's a fan. And I think even last week or this week, they've done a best-of for the end of the series.
Yeah, so they've done 10, haven't they, in series one or something.
Okay, yeah. So well done them, and well done her.
Always listening.
Last but not least, in part one, you'll do part two of MySpace. I'm very pleased we finally got this comment. I was rather concerned when listening to Total Talk Nonsense the other week, when they were going about how Spenny, the very British Spenny...
Oh, yeah, the lass from Nottingham.
Yeah, the girl from Nottingham, was now their intern and looking after... their forums.
Yeah.
I thought, that takes a fucking piss, doesn't it?
She didn't even contact us.
She only lives down the road and we don't even know her. Well, I...
A couple of trees down the way.
I put in a MySpace friend request, Tony. That's what I did.
Oh, did you?
And this is what came back. Hey, piss mops. Thanks for the ad. I'm rather pasted, open brackets, thanks to absinthe.
Oh, dear.
Close brackets. Spenny, knock it on the head while you can.
Don't go there.
It'll lead to darkness and divorce. But even I know that it's an honour to be added by you, smacktards. I'll comment more when I've sobered up, okay? Much love, the very British Spenny. There we go. That's one we've got back from
I
those.
I thought she'd added us. God.
Well, do you know what?
Unbelievable.
She didn't.
I know.
I think I was drunk and thought she was a porn star.
Nice one.
Not absolutely sure. Right, part two, Tony.
Okay. This was some fat boy in reference to our Block 47.
Block 47!
Which is December 27th. Tickets available very soon.
Excuse me.
The Tamil in Mansfield.
It's going to be brilliant.
Okay, Fatboy says, I take your point re-inviting the missus, but there are two problems with that. One, she's into R&B. Yes, sad I know. So watching a bunch of punkers, pogoing is not her thing.
No, yeah, but we don't, do we? We're way too old. We slow-mo pogo.
We just stand still and just lean against the wall.
We slow-mo pogo, which was, of course, invented by John of Total Talk Nonsense, and we're nothing to do with it, and we owe them money, and he's a terrible, terrible, terribly good man.
Fuck his sink.
What a wank pot.
And their
Milky Pants!
And their time machine.
And their time machine
blasting
and their nonsense.
Playing old shows. They owe us 10 cents.
Yeah, yeah, total nonsense. You owe us 10 cents.
And their BT Poggio a couple of quid as well.
We're going to get BT Poggio to fucking sue them.
Two, we can't even get a babysitter. And whilst I know Mansfield has a more relaxed stance on underage drinking, which no doubt explains how Tony gets his end away, thank you very much.
Yeah, but he doesn't, despite that.
Rubbish for women.
His lodger's have nine.
Have not learned. Don't stop those rumours. Oh, God. I'm going to have to reveal this old lodger thing soon. Just get him doing my head in.
No, don't.
No, all right, fuck him. I think a 10-month-old and a 4-year-old getting wasted at the mill is pushing the boat a bit. So
it
that's
is.
Me in the doghouse, fat boy.
Although you could probably get away with it in the Swan.
Possibly. Oh, God, we're still not going there. Hey, smacktards. I've got a rant for you. Since our drama
department, cough.
You haven't you?
Yeah.
Since our drama department is majorly underfunded and our principal is a twat, we don't have any space to set up a costume here or makeup area. My space was in the hallway outside of our little theatre. So there I was sitting in the hallway after school. I just plugged everything in and had my iPod with its little speakers cranking out the tunes. Then out of nowhere, a gaggle of Kimblers.
Oh, can catch the slope.
Started to gather about 20 feet from me. This normally would not have upset me, as I tend to ignore everyone whilst I'm working on things. But for reasons unknown, they had brought a radio with them and started blasting screamer music.
Oh, the dirty
bastards.
And this, in arrogance,
overpowering my little speakers. What cockknocker is this?
I don't know.
Who stays after school to play loud music in the hallway for no apparent reason?
Kimblerd.
Anyway, after a good few moments of grumbling, I proceeded to scream out, Kimblerd!
Kimblerd!
And eventually they left.
Of course they did.
Probably to go home and cry, and probably masturbate in the dark.
Yeah.
We've got an abnormally large number of kitten blood emo children in our school. They've all got brown hair with random chunks of blonde in it, and they've all got lip rings. Frankly, I'm sick of them. Thanks for hearing me, Ran. Keep up the lovely work. Punk is great. Cheers from Minnesota, Alex.
Right, I have the solution right there.
What's that?
We all know, your average kitten blood, haven't got any bones, right?
No.
They're not very tough. The reason they stay behind after school listening to music is because if they went out in the street, punky fans would kick the fuck out of them. And if they've all got lip rings, here's an idea. Simple reel of cotton. Simple reel of cotton. And a needle.
Right.
They'll like the idea of the needle. Just walk up and go, hey there, can blurred? Or if they're from Austria, hey there, all can catch and schlauf.
You're loving that.
Right? Just walk up and say, "Would you may feel a little prick." And they'll say, so what's new? Right? And you run the needle and thread through each lip ring.
Right.
So you have 8 or 9 kitten bloods connected. You simply bring the cotton round and you lead them out by the lips.
Ooh, blimey.
Lead them out. Yeah, but it's all right. They won't break the cotton because they're kitten blood.
It's like fish, they don't feel pain.
I wouldn't hurt no cotton. No, they want to feel pain, but they can't feel pain because they're kitten blood. Lead them outside. Have the punky fans waiting. Give them a dry slap.
Exactly.
Right, Tone, next song.
All right. We'll leave the podcast, Ali.
Yeah.
We'll do it now.
Let's do that next.
Yeah? Now?
No, next. Okay. No, we'll do that next because it's quite long.
Brilliant. Yeah. Great.
Right, next song, Tony.
Okay.
Friends of mine.
Friends of yours.
Band from Hitchin. The Kramers.
Oh, right, yes.
Played them before. We love them.
Yeah.
They got a new CD out that they recorded in February that we've only just got. Well done, the Kramers.
Nice one.
They're a fantastic band, but they're not very good at sending us stuff. they have finally sent us some stuff. This is from a new EP. 5-track EP that is available through their MySpace page. Now, they have got a website.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember it?
Nope. Can I guess it?
No. In fact, I'm talking bollocks. That's an email address that I can't expect you to get there. Oh. We'll just go with their MySpace page.
MySpace.com/TheKramers.
Oh, nearly.
Just Kramers?
Tony, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
It's a bit like alcohol.
/KramersRock.
No, you're an arsehole, because that's what you said to me last week. It's myspace.com/TheKramersMusic. Ha ha! Tony won, Paulie B and the Internet won.
Oh, yeah.
And this is called Down in Flames. What?
Ah!
That is very much down in flames. Very much.
Very much.
Down in flames there.
Nice.
That is the Kramers. Fantastic. They'll be on our MySpace this week. Do make sure you check them out. Great band. Nice fellas, but although Matty's a bit mad, the lead singer. But you've heard him singing, you know that anyway. Emails and messages. Now, every once in a while on this show, we get a glut of emails and messages.
A glut?
Yeah. If there is something cool that you would like to talk about in more detail, or there's a message of a more personal nature than you can leave on MySpace, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. Here he goes. Now, this one came in from Bill. Now, we haven't heard from Bill in quite a while. Bill from New York, if you remember, was the man when we had the date discussion.
Yeah, I remember Bill.
Actually said, look,
agreed with us,
I'm American, but you're right.
We know we're right.
Yeah,
we know.
We didn't need to be told, but thanks anyway, Bill.
Yeah.
Anyway, here goes. It's been a very long time since I've sent anything in, but I've been an avid listener for about a year now, since the invention of Fishtown.
It's
we
been
haven't
a
really
while.
Mentioned Fishtown,
right? Could neither of us have been in Fishtown?
We've just been happy fellas, haven't we?
Yeah.
I was in Fishtown last week, but I drove straight out of it this week.
Nice.
More of that later. More of that later.
Okay.
Now, I just listened to this week's show and I felt I needed to say something. Anyone pissing and moaning about you selling out should fuck off.
Yes, they should.
This message has been brought to you by Heinz Baked Beans. Tasty beans. You guys spend a lot of time putting shows together. Yes, we do. I can't imagine how much time something like this takes. Ages. And
months.
They are very entertaining. Thank you. You never ask for donations or membership,
well,
like Air Out My Shorts do. I've added that. He didn't put that.
Oh, nice one.
And there are no commercial plugs during your podcast.
Please buy a T-shirt.
Yet. All you ask for is comments and a few votes. And buy a T-shirt.
Yeah.
There you go. Now that you've found a way to make some money off all your work, not yet, we haven't, and people complain, fuck that, the content of the show has not changed. No, it hasn't. Oh, can catch this live. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
It is as good as always. Thank you very much. Congratulations on a well-deserved expansion of Punky, and I hope this enables you to keep being able to do these shows for a very long time. Bill, New York. P.S. I'm not sure how much control you have, but if you search for punk at btpodshow.com, your podcast doesn't come up. Not sure if there's anything you can do about that. Surely there is.
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
You'd have thought so. BT Podshow, sort it out.
We'll get on that.
Yeah, or we'll go with SwitchPod.
We even need to add a tag or something. Who knows?
I put a tag on it, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you put punk?
No, badger.
Right.
Shit. No, it does say punk.
I love badgers.
All right, so look, you've got podcast alley comments. Explain away.
I have. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. If you go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen there's an important please vote for us link. Please vote for us because it does help us out and we'd like to stay on top of these charts if
yes,
we can manage it.
And we're lower on votes this month than normal, but I know we've been asking you all to do a lot of other things, so it's fair enough.
Yeah, but quick vote. You can also vote for my MySpace. If you go to myspace.com/punkyradio, you can type email address in and hit vote.
Yeah. Email address, Tony.
Email. What did I say email again?
Well, you try and say email, it comes out email.
Well, this fact
I say
I can't
email,
talk.
You say emo. I say punky, you say punky. Email, emo, punky. Fuck off, you blue inflatable poodle.
I'm not blue.
You are.
I'll give you the inflatable poodle bit.
Oh,
I'm
right,
not blue.
I'm already two-thirds of the way there. You're admitting you are, in fact, a blue inflatable poodle. Very pleased about that.
I'm not a smurf, either.
No, you're a blue inflatable poodle.
Right, okay. Right, so this we have one comment from Podcast Alley. One.
Yeah, but it was Thanksgiving.
That is true.
And we weren't giving thanks for podcast comments.
You guys are the best. Thanks for making my weeks full of gut-busting laughter. You all rock.
Hooray!
Much love to you.
Thank you
very
much.
Monster Gummy Bear.
Now, mostly, we're having to trim them down, but this week that was the only fresh one.
Yeah.
So it's a good week to get your Podcast Alley comment on.
Yeah.
It's a good week.
It would
right.
have been.
Excuse me. Right, my next message here.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from Jill. I think it's Jill Kills.
Oh, yeah.
But she's emailed. See, actually, she sent a MySpace message, and I don't normally like getting them, but I've let this one go.
Ah.
Gooper, motherfucking Gooper. I haven't messaged you in quite a while. How are you, fine wank stains of Punky?
Oh,
very
fine,
good,
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hope you're just grand and whatnot. Great show yet again. You champs never cease to amaze me. Ha ha. Keep up the stellarness and whatnot. Oh, important message. I don't know if you guys are going to like this, but here's a friend's band's link. They're pretty good and even better live. myspace.com/timerockandroll. Enjoy. Cheers, Jill. P.S. Tony, you're sexy.
Thank you very much.
Paulie B, you're a bully.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, but I'm a sexy bully.
And how old's Jill?
4.
Shit.
But I love you both anyway. Jill is an adult from Canada.
All right.
You're all right, Tony.
Wicked.
You're all right. I might be a bully.
I like women.
But I only hit you when you want me to.
Aardvark!
I think it should. I think our safety word should be Milky Pants.
I don't.
I just want you shouting it.
What, Milky Pants?
Milky Pants!
Milky Pants!
Well, because that would be, I'd spank you so hard you'd come.
That's so wrong.
I know, on so many levels.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Right, shall I do these other comments?
Oh, yes.
These are the BT Pod Show comments.
Thank you so much for those. Now, this was a competition last week, but yeah, we haven't got enough through.
No,
now, I know it's because it is a bit confusing.
Yes.
But we're going to run this for another week.
We have two profiles on the BT Pod Show. One because we produce shows, the other one because of our show. Our actual address is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. And that's the one you want to be commenting.
And that will send you to that page, will it?
Yes.
Brilliant.
There's also a link on the front page of punkyradio.com.
Oh,
I also changed that last week, so the latest show you can actually download straight from the front page.
Oh, well done.
And also go to the Punky Radio Pod Show site. There you go, there's a bit of information.
Right, there is.
BT Pod Show latest comments.
Yarr!
Yarr! A brand spanking new punky site for me to raid and pillage. Wow, it's super simple. Super simple. That doesn't sound like a pirate, does it?
Super simple. Yarr!
It'd be super simple.
It'd be
Yarr!
Super simple. Yarr!
Steve's epic voyage continues into the punk world as he journeys onto this site.
What's
I am the
doing?
Pirate who makes emos listen to punky until they cry.
Ah, good work.
I am the pirate who's called Steve with no front teeth.
Yarr!
Steve the pirate. Fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely fair enough.
Hey, Smacktards. I'm struggling to use this thing.
Are you?
MySpace is easier. I probably shouldn't say that because the Smacktards will delete my comment for being a turd cutter.
Oh,
let's
dear.
Just hope that I'm commenting in the correct place so that you can read it before the cunts delete it, eh? Give an angry pirate from me, Tommy.
I think it's quite good that one of our first comments on BT Pod Show is saying MySpace is better. What I'd like to see now is people leaving comments on MySpace saying BT Pod Show is better.
That would happen, is it?
Fuck you, Murdoch. I don't mean it, Rupert.
Give us some cash.
Well, you never know, do you?
No, not at all.
No, because we have sold out, of course.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
And we've pulled the wool over Billy New York's eyes, but everyone else knows the truth.
It's hard getting the cash out of the way of the door. It sticks now we open the door.
Have you put that photo up yet?
No.
All right.
Is it going to punkyradio.com?
Yeah, I think it should.
From Poet. Yeah, I'll get right. that. I noticed it's his avatar or something now on the Total Nonsense
Is it?
Forums.
Good work. No, that's fine.
It's fun, yeah.
That's fine. You know what? People that go on about it like Total Nonsense, they're just jealous.
Just jealous.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So jealous. PJ Higgins, Tony. Do you remember PJ Higgins? Do you remember me and you having a chat about PJ Higgins?
Was it a girl?
Yeah. Me saying that she is a kind of garage punk Beyonce.
Yes.
Reason enough to visit her profile.
Was this online? Or off air?
Is what, online or off air?
No, do we talk about it off air?
Oh, we talked about it off air, Tony.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Anyway, she sent us through something months ago now that was entirely unsuitable.
Oh, right.
And I said to her, listen here, PJ Higgins, you Beyonce of Garage Punk, mm-mm. You, Milky Pants, that's not the sort of thing we want. And she said, no, the reason I've sent you that is it's just an introduction. I'm going back into the studio soon and I'm going to be recording some other stuff that will be good for Punky under my new name, The Black Stripe.
Right.
Right. And she's The Black Stripe. She sent me this message. Well, this is a sheet of A4. She didn't send me a message. It was in the fucking post. It's snail mail.
Oh.
Dear Paul, at long last, here it is. Please find enclosed a copy of The Black Stripe CD, Volume 2 in the Madness of PJ Higgins. Speak to you soon, love, Julie. Thank you very much, Julie, but she hasn't put a kiss on it.
Bitch.
Does that mean it's over?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck her.
We'll still play a track, but I'm not impressed. So, Tony, she is called PJ Higgins.
Right.
But this is under the moniker of The Black Stripe.
Right.
It's got a MySpace page.
Okay.
What is it?
MySpace.com/The Black Stripe.
What have I just said to you? So he's called PJ Higgins.
Yeah.
But the moniker is The Black Stripe.
The Black Stripe,
I'm going to give you one more go.
MySpace.com/PJ Higgins?
No, MySpace.com/The Black Stripe PJ Higgins. It's
a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Apparently so.
Okay. Milky Pants.
You blue inflatable poodle. this is track 3. Track 3 from the EP. Make sure you visit our MySpace page. It will be on our top friends this week. This is called Rich Kids Must Pay. Rich kids must pay, Tony.
Yes, they must.
They must. They must pay. Here, Tony, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Now, this might be slightly controversial, and I don't want any of our sub-3-foot-high listeners to take offence here.
Okay.
But if, and it's only if, and it's only an idea, if you stick pointy ears on a midget,
yeah,
do you make them a little bit magical?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I'm glad we've sorted that out.
Yeah, that's that one done.
Yeah. Right. I'm pleased with that. I was having a chat with someone the other day about saying whether in Lord of the Rings, for example, they didn't actually use CGI. They just used the population of Redditch.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so, right. What have you got there, then?
So, yeah.
We'll do the Lord first, yeah?
Do the Lord. So last week's is a twat with some Lord Raylock.
Milky Pants!
It was all very scary.
It was controversial.
It was all very prison-based and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Frankly, scared the crap out of me.
Uh-oh.
But in reply to what we were saying about Ox.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tony, Ox is tobacco, also known as White Ox. I don't know why it's called Ox.
But no,
I don't. You reckon it's a brand or something?
No,
but... you brand Ox, don't you?
Tobacco. O ends with C-O, which backwards is O-C. Could be
which
Ox.
Which is very close to Ox, as in O-X.
Yeah, but it's also... The thing is, your average Parisian street kid...
Right.
They've taken to... The slang they use is they put the end of a word on the start of it as a kind of code, which means that cigarettes, for example, becomes retsig. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's their code that only they can understand. So it's possible that inmates kept at Her Majesty's pleasure in Australia, because, yeah, we still own you, right? Right? Inmates kept at Her Majesty's pleasure maybe do a similar sort of thing,
right,
so they can talk in code to other inmates so the screws don't know what they're on about.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. I was accused of being Australian in Newcastle last night.
Were you?
Yeah. Fucking Geordies. Right, more of that later.
Okay. And then he goes on to say, from what we were saying about twats being in jail and getting in there and
stuff like that.
He says, yeah, you're right. You are a bit of a twat if you get sent to jail, especially if you get caught on a security camera putting the boot into someone a few times. Fair fight, though. He caught me with some good shots, too. Would have done the same to me if he'd done the chance. Tell Paul I don't know anything about his missing bike. Don't believe him personally.
Well, no, that's all right. I do know who nicked that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not the Lord.
Well, no, and I did get my own back on him in a quite ridiculous fashion about a year later.
Was it Milky Pants related?
No. No.
No?
He nicked my bike, right?
Yeah.
And I was told who'd done it, and he was one of the hard kids from the estate. Really hard kids, right, that you didn't fuck about with. And this was in autumn at the start of a school year. And then in the summer holidays, when you have, like, play schemes and that, you know, when you go down up the school and there's sporting activities that keep you busy over the 6 weeks and that.
Yeah.
This is in the old days when everything was in black and white, Tony. You're looking at me completely blank-faced here.
Yeah.
Although you've never done any sporting in life, have you?
Not at all.
No.
Don't even like walking.
Dungeons and Dragons, mate. Dungeons and Dragons and masturbating. That's
D&D rules!
That's the only exercise you get. Unfortunately, you shouldn't combine the two pastimes. I'm a mighty lord! Right,
it's better than rolling a dice.
Next summer,
yes,
him and his mate... were on their own bikes, and I was in the school playground, and he came cycling towards me at great speed.
Right.
The idea being he was expecting me to jump out of the way. But like the feisty little shit that I was, I stood my ground and out-chickened him. I was shitting my fucking bricks, right?
Right.
This bike is coming towards me. Oh, he's on a racer. Great speed. Right at me. Head down. Thinking that little shit whose bike I nicked last year will jump out of the way and it'll be really funny, and I didn't.
Right.
I stood there, clenched fists. He was massive. I was only a skinny little shit. Stood there, legs apart, clenched fists, stared him out. His bike got butts 2 feet from me, and he went, and threw it, the bike and himself, to one side, and I was victorious.
Oh, well done.
I spent the next year hiding from him. It was a Pyrrhic victory. Have you got a twat?
Yes, I have. Let's finish this off.
Sorry.
He just says, to finish, you don't need to worry about me, Tony. My bitches tell me I'm really quite a gentleman. Almost forgot. Get fucked, you twat.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Thanks for that, Lord.
That's better.
Right.
If so we're all right, are we, with the Lord?
Lord's all right.
All right.
He's all right, is the Lord.
So, Tony.
Because he's on the other side of the planet.
Yes.
Yes.
He's safer down there.
He is safer.
We didn't send them there for nothing in the first place,
did
we?
That's right.
He was probably transported. He's probably from Brixton.
Oh, God, imagine that.
We just said, he was so nuts, we sent him out on a boat on his own. Pointed himself. Show me that horizon. Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
I have.
Right.
Right, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
Tony, we've missed something out.
What?
Hwah!
Hwah! Yeah, I thought so.
Hwah! Hwah!
That was close.
Aren't we rubbish?
Well, why don't you do it?
Oh, you were telling your story about the bike. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Fuck the story. Do the hwahs.
Okay. We never talk about doing the hwahs.
No.
Just do them.
There's probably a good reason.
Happen.
Oh, I thought you meant the hooers.
No. That's a different story.
There's two things you need to know about doing hooers. Number one, you don't talk about doing hooers. And number two...
You don't talk about doing hooers?
No.
Oh, what?
Wear a condom.
Ah, okay. Well, good point well made.
You never know what might happen.
It's true. Right. This week's is a twat from Steve the Pirate.
Arr!
Second appearance.
He's popular, isn't he?
Isn't he? Yarr, Punky. I sat down the other day to think about people and realised there was a twat who really...
Well, stop wasting your time.
Think about people, yeah. Realised there was a twat who really pisses me off. He says I'm gay because I'm a pirate. He says I'm... This
Hang on. What? Sailor, fair enough.
Pirate. Not so much.
No.
He says I listen to gay punky radio.
This geezer's... Tone. I don't care who he is, he's a twat.
Although the past couple of weeks we have been quite homo-friendly. Well, you have.
I am.
Yeah.
But only because we're selling out and we're after the pink pound.
That's right. Hard mark.
Milky pants! You blue inflatable poodle.
Every time I go to a gig, he says I go to a gay bar.
Oh.
This guy's obviously overcompensating.
He is, I think.
As I'm a keen skier and boarder, I have a brown jumper I bought in the Alps. He says I look like shit, where he's super tall and looks like fucking Frankenstein's monster. I reckon you should crown this twat, mainly because he said Punky was gay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Exactly. This is James Charlie.
It's not, anyway. It's bye.
Bye. Bye.
Punky is bye.
And that's from Steve the Pirate. See
you,
ready?
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, okay.
So, James Charlie from Kent
is a twat.
You twat.
You fucking twat.
Twat.
I would single-handedly give that fucker Milky Pants. In fact...
You'd give him Milky Pants.
Tony, on record, on Punky Radio, here's an exclusive. I'm so angry with that bloke,
yeah.
I am prepared to go down... Where is he?
Kent.
He spelled that wrong. Right? I am prepared to go down to cunt, find him, right?
Yeah.
Find him, and say, so you think we're gay? And he'll go, yeah. I go, right, and I'll wank him off.
That'll learn him.
No, because then he'll find out that once you've had my hand, you don't go back. And he'll be gay too. I don't mean that.
Punky spreading the gay love.
I don't mean that.
Put on a pink t-shirt.
No. No. We said we weren't going to do this anymore. I can't leave it, Tony. That's the problem.
Leave it.
I can't leave it.
Leave it.
I can't leave it.
Just leave it.
I can't leave it, Tony.
Stop touching it.
No, not that.
Oh, all right.
Our relationship.
Right. Anyway.
I think we ought to do the next song. What do you think?
I think so.
Right, next song. This is great. Right, I'm up front. I'm going to dedicate this song to Bear.
Oddvark.
This is by Valdez. This is by Valdez, right?
Right, okay.
And I could make Aardvark of you, son. They're from Bristol.
Oh.
Right, and the song that I'm going to play is fantastic. It's called Cider Violence, Cider War.
That is Bear.
And this is, yeah, exactly. And this has come from Baz at blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much for that, Baz. Valdez, Tony.
Yeah.
The website, I'm going to give you a clue, because you were very fair with me last week. I'm going to give you a clue. It is not .co.uk, but it's .somethingelse.uk. All right?
Right, yeah.
And they're called Valdez. What's the website?
Valdez.me.uk?
No, Valdez.org.uk.
Oh.
Yes! What's the score now? 3-1,
isn't it? 3-1, I think.
3-1. 3-1. Poorly beat, and the
Shit.
Internet. We're fucking here this week, Tony.
Shit.
Not literally, obviously.
No.
Right, so this
Clearly
is
not.
Cider violence, cider war. This is nothing short of brutal.
Like beer.
Side of violence. Side of war. That is the kind of thing we normally play on Punky.
Yes.
Isn't it? That's on the button. This is the Dead 60s.
We're
very happy about. And we forgot to mention that it was the Planet Smashers before, didn't we? The last bed was the Planet Smashers, and they're playing at Junction 7 in Notting on December the 10th.
And we should
be
there.
And we're going to be there.
Oh, yes.
We're going to make that our Punky Christmas party.
Oh, nice one.
We've got any listeners in Nottingham,
can
Spenny?
We not touch that bastard pear cider? No, was it snake bite? Pear snake bite?
No, that's Swedish Junction 7 danger snake bite.
Danger!
No, we have to have it.
Fuck. Last time we were trying to get into Rock City after that.
Well, yeah.
It was my birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we weren't allowed into Rock City because he said I was too drunk. So we went around the corner to the rescue rooms. And well, apparently we were perfectly acceptable.
Come in.
I think the geezer actually said in Rock City, listen, there's nothing for you in here.
Oh, he said, fuck off, mate. Just fuck off.
Oh, yeah, but in my drunk head, that was, there's nothing for you in here.
Oh, brilliant, right.
Did he tell us to fuck off?
No, I don't think
I'm going to send an angry letter.
He would. I would complain to your MP.
I would. Who's my MP?
No idea.
Yours is Jeff Hoon.
Mine's Jeff Hoon, yeah.
Jeff Hoon, the man single-handedly responsible for us being in a war.
Thanks, Jeff.
And I've got a nice fellow with a funny tash. Of course.
Okay. It's a tickle.
You blue inflatable poodle. So, Tony.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? You went to Wales, didn't you?
I went to Wales to see my family, just so have a nice time with the family, see my niece and nephew, and doing family things.
Have they got
like
Welsh accents?
No, because they're just slightly over the border.
Oh, they're in Wrexham.
No, Chester. Wait, that just over the Chester border.
Yeah, because Chester is in England, of course.
Yes,
yeah,
so it's just over that, like 2 miles over the border.
Mold?
That's where they were.
Are they near Mold?
Flint.
Flint?
Yeah.
I know Flint.
Do you know Flint?
There used to be a gig in Flint, actually. There might still be, yeah.
It's all right, though.
North Welsh, they're dangerous, the North Welsh. They sound really? Like they sound like drunk Scousers, the North Welsh.
Yeah, it's almost like Scousville.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. It was good.
Full of chavs.
Yes.
It might be twinned with Flint, Michigan, which is very similar. I don't know if anyone listening's ever been to Flint, Michigan, but my experiences there are not entirely happy.
Right.
There's some rough old fuckers in Flint, Michigan, I tell you. Right. Because Punky's global, of course.
Of course we are. We're uniting fans and bands.
Across the lands. And upsetting a few convicts in Australia.
Fuck them.
They'll never reach us. It'll be like Great Expectations. What larks, Pip?
What? I'm so not educated.
You're so not.
No.
Anything else that you want to report on Wales?
No. That was all of it, really.
What was the weather like?
It rained quite a bit. It's dark early. That's it. It's a couple of days, really.
You tell a great story.
Got back from Wales, had a bit of a night in on my own, watched some telly.
On your own?
Yeah.
What did you watch?
My lodger was in Madrid. So I kind
your of, lodger was in your what?
In Madrid, in Spain.
Oh, Madrid. I thought you said she was in Madrid.
No.
What the fuck's a Madrid? If you know what a Madrid is, please email tony@punkyradio.com.
And why the hell was she there?
And use pink ink.
I watched High Fidelity, which I haven't seen in a long time.
High Fidelity.
Great film.
Hi. We're the kids from fame. High Fidelity. Hey, Fidelity. I love show tunes, mate. Oh, yeah. Judy Garland, big fan.
Thought so.
No, you're on about the film High Fidelity by the same fella who wrote the football one.
Fever Pitch, and about a boy.
I like High Fidelity.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while. I watched it again.
But I get fucking sick with people going, oh, Jack Black steals it.
He doesn't, so.
Fat airy twat.
He doesn't steal it.
If he listened to this show, I'd maybe give him a bit more time.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Maybe he does.
Quite like Tenacious D, though. So
sorry, mate.
Yeah. Still love you.
Oh, you like Tenacious D, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I haven't seen your film yet, so I'm going to go watch it.
Oh,
not that we're
enough.
Doing film reviews, we're even going to go near that. We'll leave that to other podcasts.
I'm not touching that with a 12-foot pole.
Nah.
We've tried that before. We talked about Pirates of the Caribbean, didn't we?
Yeah.
3 years after it came out. It was a revelation to me. It was even in colour. I thought all pirate films were in black and white.
So they should be.
I went up to Newcastle this week.
Yes.
And at Newcastle. And I was doing the Hyena Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm.
And staying in a flat.
In a flat?
They've now got a flat for the comics. They used to put us in hotels, but they've rented out a flat for all the comics staying.
Mm.
There's only two comics in there. Me and the most Australian comic in the world, Daniel Towns, who actually talks like this. He's fucking amazing, right? He's so Australian, it's unbelievable. And he's like, yeah, mate. Oh, yeah. He's like, he's definitely the home and away end, not the neighbour's end.
Right.
And he was in the first bedroom, then the second bedroom was left empty, and I was in the third bedroom because I'd called rank because I've been doing comedy longer than him and I wanted the ensuite.
Nice.
I am nasty.
You are a bastard.
So anyway, we go and do the gig, Thursday night, gig's really good. get nicely hammered, come back, I eat the vodka and sodas because I'm watching my figure.
No one else is.
Right. You're so cruel to me, and you used to be so nice. I can't believe it ended the way it did.
I can be cruel.
All right, yeah. Milky pants! Right. Get back to the room.
Yeah.
He has a lady friend in tow. Mm. Right. I go to sleep in my room very heavily. really rather quite hammered. I think they engaged in heavy petting or some modern parlance, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, next morning, I was woken up at 10:30 by the sound of a girl moaning. Now, I am used to that. It's normally the problem Mrs. Ed was going, you rubbish again last night. but this time, and the thing is, the flat above, you could hear the flat above quite well. It might have been the flat above. Yeah. But I just heard this, like that. I got up about an hour later, walked down the corridor, glanced into bedroom two.
Yeah.
It had been slept in. The bed had been made the day before, but it had been slept in. And right. The duvet was all over the place and that, right?
Oh,
and
right,
I've heard this girl's voice as well. And we've been told there's no one else staying in the flat. I go and wait in the lounge. He eventually wakes up. I say, and she leaves about sort of midday. So yeah. It wasn't her doing the moaning and the leaving or whatever, right?
Right.
Because I said to him, I'm not being rude, but was she in the same bed as you last night? He went, yeah. So did either of you get out at any point? He went, no. So go and have a look in bedroom two. And he went in, and just, in his great Australian accent, Struth, the bed's been slept in. Right? And I went, yeah, I know. How freaky is that? He goes, you sure it wasn't you? Is this a wind-up? I go, no. Are you winding me up, mate? I went, no, I'm really not, fella. I don't know what's happened here. Anyway, we went out. Friday night, the gig was murder. So what do you do in a situation like that? You get pissed. Yep. The reason the gig was murdered for me was there was 20 female doctors in the room. Now, I've got this theory that people in the medical profession never grow up because they never leave an institution. They go from school to college, 5 years at medical school, and then they're in a hospital. They don't know about the outside world. They don't fucking get it. They've got their own stupid sense of humour, and they skip on lengths of intestine, and that's just wrong, right? There's 20 female doctors from North Shields. I'm amazed you didn't shout aardvark then. There's 20 female doctors from North Shields. I start doing my act. It starts off fine. It's going well. And you know, I do cover versions, but I change the words to make the song funny. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Every time I started doing a cover version, they started singing the original lyrics at the top of their voices. So no one else in the room could hear my supposedly funny things. So obviously nobody laughed because they were just listening to these piss women singing along.
Right.
And at the end of the songs, no one really clapped because, quite frankly, it just sounded like quite a bad cover version. And the gig just got harder and harder and harder and went downhill.
Oh,
so in a situation like that, what do you do, Tony? You get hammered on vodka and sodas. That's what you
do. Yes, you do.
I went downstairs to, they've got a nightclub under the gig. I went downstairs, got hammered, walked back in the rain, muttering to myself with a brolly on. And the only brolly I'd got was the proper Mrs. Edwards's kind of pinky mauve brolly.
Right.
So no one was within 5 yards of me because there's a 30-something fella, head down in the rain, pink brolly up, muttering, bloody doctors, bloody doctors, just walking on the road. People must have been thinking I'd had a bad sex change because I still got the beard. Right. Got back to the room. Right. Went to sleep. Slept soundly.
Right.
Next morning, wake up. Wait for him to wake up. He doesn't come through till about 3 o'clock. Mm. Comes through about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
Goes into the kitchen. He's obsessed with making tea. Fucking brilliant.
Brilliant.
He's made me tea all weekend. He goes, thing is, mate, I'm a bit fucking particular about my tea. Because everything's a question in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, why are we so fucking shit at cricket? The reason Australians are beating us in the Ashes, by the way, is because, of course, they're good at sport. Their whole fucking country's a pitch. Fortunately, we still like them because they're all thick.
Yes.
Right. So he walks in at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Walks in the kitchen. Do you want a cup of tea? Yep. He opens the fridge up and goes, oh, mate, thanks for getting a loaf of bread. I went, I haven't got a loaf of bread. Who the fuck's come in and brought us a loaf of bread? I don't fucking know. Bread situation. So we've now had a bed slept in and a loaf of bread shown up.
Right.
I'll tell you the rest of this story after the next song. Can you say something sensible while I load it up?
Yes, we've also mentioned T-shirts today, but please visit our T-shirt store.
It's nearly Christmas.
Nearly Christmas. Only 4 weeks till Christmas, probably, something like that. Who knows?
So and will you be able to get the new Hug a Cow design up?
Yeah, we're changing
it,
aren't we?
We're changing it.
We're changing the Hug a Cow, because it used to say Hug Me Now on it.
Yeah.
So we're taking that off. So it's just a Hug a Cow. Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio all these links on.
Hang on,
Punky
how
can
this be track 7 when there's only 5 of them?
Could you put the wrong CD in?
Possibly.
It's possible, isn't it?
It is possible, yeah.
Okay. So, yes.
That's no, 4, Tony, for God's sake.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know. Milky Pants, it's track 4.
PunkyRadio.com, or you can go, there's a link from my MySpace page as well, myspace.com/PunkyRadio. Buy a t-shirt.
And we are going to be putting up mugs and key rings and all that, because a very sensible person said that to me.
We could try and get this Gorillaz design
put
as well,
extra stuff
we?
Up. And we're working on that as well.
We could just have the thong.
Punky we could just thong. Have the thong.
There's thongs on there, you can have punky thongs.
We could get a photograph of us in our thongs.
Nardvark.
Me with an elephant pouch. And you with an iron-on worm and the words girl bait. That's a reference from the Young Ones in the 1980s.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, so, yeah, make sure you buy something from us, you fuckers. We've sold out. This is another track that's come courtesy of Baz at Blah Blah Blah. The band are called Reason 69.
Mm.
And they don't appear to have a website. They haven't got a MySpace. The track is called Not Happy.
Not Happy.
Which I'm quite pleased about. What's their website, though, Tone?
Their website?
Yeah.
Reason69.com.
No, I said it's a MySpace.
Okay. MySpace.com/Reason69.
You're not wrong.
Wicked.
3-2.
Ooh.
It's all on the last track by your favourite band. This is Not Happy. So, Tony, what were you fucking doing there then?
We had 9 seconds left to go.
All right. Yeah, that's
you right. You fucker.
Don't worry about
you
it.
You and your false endings, I thought it was one of them. One of
them. No, it just finished. Just finished, mate.
Right. Sorry about that.
So, on the Friday night then, we wake up, and on the Saturday, there's a loaf of bread incident, right? Well, fuck it.
The infamous loaf of bread incident.
Yeah.
Okay.
As it will become known.
So, you could poltergeist some kind of ex-baker.
In Tyneside legend. Right.
Yarr. See, I can't do the accents.
then on Saturday night, I go and do the gig. Oh, it's a beauty. Saturday night gig was great.
No doctors?
No doctors. Cool. Just a very... I had lots of fun. And it was great fun. And thank you to everyone who came down. And got paid up, wedged up, got a nice big horse choker in my back bin.
Nice.
For want of a better expression.
Okay.
I might have another kind of choker in the front bin.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Yeah. Get it back Saturday night, right?
Okay.
Again, I'm suitably relaxed, tired and emotional. Wankered.
Wankered, yes.
Get back. Again, sleep heavily.
Yeah.
Don't get up till 2 the next afternoon. Now, Daniel, the Aussie comic, has had to get a bus back to London in the morning. Mm-hmm. 7-hour bus trip, 9 o'clock in the morning. Learn to drive, you idiot.
Get the train.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the train to Newcastle from London's very expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. If you travelled anywhere, you'd know things like that.
I've been on the train to London, it cost £6.
Yes, but you didn't go from Newcastle, did you?
No.
No.
Why would I go from Newcastle? Carry on.
Exactly!
Rubbish.
Milky Pants.
Aardvark.
Right. Carry on. You inflatable blue poodle. Right. I wake up Sunday. Now, I've got to go and give the keys back to the venue, the keys to the flat. Now, I've got one key, and Daniel had one key. And when I go into the lounge on the coffee table, there's one key. Daniel's.
Right.
I've got my one key in my back pocket. I pack everything up. I go out there. There's a third key that's on the floor by the door. It's been posted through the letterbox. So that was probably Daniel's, because he probably locked the door again when he left and posted the key to the letterbox. So this mystery third key was just on the coffee table. I take the key, the three keys, back to the venue, say to them, thanks very much, there's the keys. I went, oh, thank you. We normally have to go and get them ourselves, and it's excellent. And she went, why are there three? I went, well, because there were three keys there. She went, yeah, but we've only had three keys made, and one of them is here, and produced the fourth key.
All right.
So nobody knows about this third key. No one knows where it's come from. If it's not a poltergeist, and it's someone squatting in the flat, they're not nicking anything. They're not doing anything. In fact, all they're doing is adding bread to the equation, you know.
Coming in the hours and leaving bread.
Well, and
messing around in the bedrooms.
They're coming in after the comics get in, so it's after 4 in the morning, and they're getting up before the comics go again, sleeping in the bed and putting bread in the fridge. Right. What kind of squat of insanity is that?
They're quite polite, aren't they, up there? Oh,
no? No! That's what I don't get. So I think it's a poltergeist. If you know differently, email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
The bread-delivering poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bread-delivering...
So still films are made off of that.
Bread-delivering, key-making poltergeists of old Geordie Town. On the Sunday, I did another gig in another venue up there called Mr. Lynch. And they might as well have had the rope outside.
Jesus.
Right, I went in. I've been told it was a really lovely gig where I'd have a great time by an evil comic called John Scott.
Okay. Who, an ex-friend of yours, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you'll love it down there. It's great. And I went in and it was just fucking mayhem. Right, there was a load of people who'd been drinking champagne since 5 o'clock who were all completely hammered. There was a load of Maltese fellas who just didn't know what they were doing there particularly, all hammered. And a bunch of chavs at the back that walked in while I was there, and one of them sat down, asked me for a rolly and kind of chewed his own face off and wobbled about a bit like he was on a lot of fucking drugs.
Okay.
I went, oh god almighty, what's this going to be like? MC goes on, has a tough time. First act goes on, has a tough time. There's a break. I'm the headline act. MC goes on, does alright, puts me on. Instant respect from the fucking crowd, man.
Really?
I had three gigs at the Hyena in a row, which is quite a rough club anyway.
Yeah.
So I was ready for these fuckers. Went on and really bashed it out, right? Really, really gave it to them. And you know I do a song, Randy the Cowpoke?
Yep.
When I get the crowd to join in.
Yep.
The entire audience had joined in with this song, and that doesn't normally happen. You normally get half of them, but everyone in the room was singing along, including the mad, drugged-up chav.
Okay.
Right? Except, because he was a mad, drugged-up chav and wasn't really getting it, he wasn't singing Randy the Cowpoke like the rest of the crowd.
Yeah.
He was singing Mandy the Cowboy. Now, if you've ever... Because he was close enough to the front that I could hear him, and he's going, Mandy the Cowboy! Goodness sake.
I quite like that as a song name.
Yeah, Mandy the Cowboy.
Yeah.
I think he might have
had a... Like Boy MC and all that.
He might have had a bit part in Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, go
on. So this chav doing some kind of random dancing as well, like Bez.
Couldn't stop himself, yeah.
Brilliant.
Uncontrollable. And then he walked up to me after the gig and said, How? How? How, man? How, man?
How?
Yeah, he goes, how? Are you Australian? How? Or Cockney? I said, well, why does it matter? He said, if you're Australian, I'll batter ya. I went, right, and what if I'm a Cockney? I'll fucking batter ya. I went, I gave you a rollie. He went, aye. Shook me hand, bought me a drink, fucked off.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. And then there were these guys from Malta. One of them walked up and said, ah, my friend. My friend, I am from Malta. This was a great gig. A great gig you have done. I organise weekly party nights in Malta. I want to fly you to my home. Fucking fair enough, mate.
Brilliant.
And I just said, oh, Malta, I'd really like to go to Gozo.
Right.
And he went, Gozo, you know my country. I fly you twice. I gave him the agent's number. You never know, do you?
Hey, it's always worth asking, isn't
it? I have been informed since then that Gozo is beautiful but boring.
Oh.
Tony,
worth trying, isn't it?
I could never say that about you.
I don't know.
You're beautiful, interesting, intelligent.
Yeah.
And you know a thing or two about a pixie's ear.
Okay.
Milky Pants!
Still not blue.
Say something quickly, I'll put the last song in.
Don't forget, we started a contest last week, competition for some CDs from Hussy Skunk. HussySkunk.com, an internet radio show with syndicators. Sunday, 6 p.m. EST. Please.
I think I need some EST, Yana! Trip to the moon.
All you need to do is sign up to btpodshow.com. It's free. Create a profile and add a comment to our page, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Add a comment and the funniest will win three free CDs with about 100 tracks on it over the three CDs.
Brilliant. It's a great prize. Make sure that you do it. Sucking on a long cigarette, she moves into the machinery. There must be more to life than this. More to life. I think I need some EST, Yana. Trip to the moon. You don't know Aliens, do you?
I haven't got a clue.
Fantastic band. I love it. You know, I said I've been in touch with Mrs. Fiend. Never heard back from them.
Cool.
They were going to do all sorts with us, and then I think they got scared off by podcasting.
Oh, right.
Because the new stuff they brought out, they said, yeah, we want you to, and then he thought, hang on, we're not sure we want it broadcast.
Oh.
Got it.
People like what? Okay, fair enough.
It's okay. Hopefully we'll sort it out at some point. Very nice people. The lovely Mrs. Fiend. Make sure that you do purchase yourself Alien Sex Fiend's first album, Who's Been Sleeping in My Brain?
Nice.
Which I've just realised doesn't feature EST, Trip to the Moon. That's the second album, Acid Bath. Get the second one, Acid Bath. Right, it's also got In God We Trust on. Brilliant. Alright, last Hi. Song by
yes.
a band that are local to Mansfield.
Yes.
Verbal Warning.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional punk rock, I would describe this as, to finish this week's show.
Okay, yes.
Traditional punk rock. Now, Tony, they haven't got a website.
Haven't they?
They've got a MySpace. It's 3-2. They have got a MySpace. It's 3-2.
Right. Okay.
Go on.
MySpace.com/verbal warning.
Get in.
Oh,
it's back. A draw this week, Tony.
Fuck for that.
It's a draw.
Wow. You drew last week, didn't you?
Yeah. This song,
yes,
is a song about basically, sadly,
yeah,
quite a few women I've met down the years.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Bunny Boiler. If you ever see her, I just gotta warn you, stay away from her. That was Verbal Warning and Bunny Boiler. It's from their album, which is out tonight, A Kick in the Verbals. Find out more about them, myspace.com/ Verbal Warming.
Verbal Warming. Ah, the Jimmy Chippy Band.
See, they will be on our MySpace this week, so make sure you check out all the bands this week. We will try and get them all on our MySpace. I know last week we didn't manage it.
No, because not all of them.
But we did our best.
Yes.
And we have got a couple more of them added now, so...
Right.
I'll try and find room for them somewhere on the MySpace this week as well.
The great Bottle Fight song.
Well, because we've only just got Bottle Fight added.
Ah, right.
So we'll stick Bottle Fight on there because you do want to check them out.
That's
they're really
great
good.
Band.
Well, I've enjoyed myself, Tim.
I have.
I think we've learnt quite a lot this week.
Yes.
We've learnt that it's mostly to do with my alleged homosexuality, but I think we've learnt quite a lot. We've learnt that I have friends in Australian jails. I'm obsessed with trying to get you to say you're an inflatable blue poodle.
Yep.
I've offered to go down to Kent and wank someone off. That's always nice.
Yeah. It's alleged homosexuality. Yes, look at that, really.
I think I might be having a breakdown.
Possibly.
Hey, that was nicely done, wasn't it? With my editing and pausing.
I like it. You like that, don't you? I'll bring the hair dye.
Yeah, do that. You cherry-headed. You can be the cherry-headed bum snogger again.
I might go blue this time.
Oh, do you think that's wise?
I don't know.
I knew you were an inflatable blue poodle. You're a third of the way there. He's cracking. He will say it before the end of the show. He will say it.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it is. If you dye your hair blue, I think you'd naturally inflate and become something of a toy dog. Speaking of toys, we've got a bit of a toy-related exclusive next week, sir.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Next
Saying
week,
no
very
more
interesting
about
show
it.
Next week.
And we might be revealing your lodger in more ways than one next week.
Yeah, that's coming out next week.
You'll be coming out next week.
Some kind of story's going to come out next week.
Come out this week.
Yeah. Put it back in. Christ's sake.
Do you know what? I'm doing a comedy workshop on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, 12 students in Wellington City.
Oh, nice.
I know. Can you believe it?
No,
I can't. I think it might be a story for next week, though.
I hope so.
Make sure that you visit podriot.com, visit btpodshow.com, visit punkyradio.com, visit hussyskunk.com, visit Total Talk Nonsense, listen to Air Out My Shorts. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
But you can't shame on.
Tony, what are you?
I'm an inflatable blue poodle.
Thank you.
A Place in Between is a website that's full of all sorts of creativity, from art to music to poetry. All of it's done by people who use their brains, occasionally. There's a podcast that goes with it, and it also has video, occasionally. So it's neither vidcast nor podcast, but a vodcast. It's the vodcast from A Place in Between. www.aplaceinbetween.com/vodcast.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.